County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Bruns, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tristan. Good morning. Good morning, George. Good morning. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that's the attitude. Yeah, appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely. Love the positivity. That's why we bring the commissioner in, is for the positivity factor.
There you go.
The high energy.
Good choice. Good choice.
Commissioner Bruns, a lot of ground covered on yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting.
Oh, my goodness, yes. It was a marathon of a meeting, as George was just saying. So we had a very productive meeting. There was a lot of a good discussion that we had, and we covered some pretty important items, I think. So
sure did.
Yeah,
some development items and some kind of hashing out some road issues, which are always, you know, delicate a little bit, or have to take a lot of thought.
You know, actually, I think the majority of the meeting dealt with roads in one way, shape, or form or another. Mm-hmm. So we had two conditional use permits for some strip mining operations, but really the discussion kind of centered on roads. Mm-hmm. These are the first.
What do you mean by strip mining?
So strip mining, if you think about like a, typically I kind of refer to them as borrow pits, but the term is strip mining.
Okay.
These are really some of the first conditional use permits that were brought to the board since we brought that authority back to our elected body from the Planning Commission.
Which you did a few weeks ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And so these two sites, one is the Stearns family, and then another one is Mr. Robert Long out off of North Airport Road. But they'll be sites where dirt and sand are mined out of the ground and then hauled to the new sustainable beef construction site. So, very exciting. You know, it's one more piece of the puzzle falling into place for that larger development operation. But
this will build up the pad, so to speak.
Exactly.
Build up
so
the ground level.
They have that old lagoon that needs to be raised up, and it sounds like they're going to probably raise that 2 feet higher than the actual berm that's there for the old lagoon. So it'll be higher than Newberry when it's all said and done.
That'll take quite a bit of dirt.
Exactly. A lot of dirt. And so that was a lot of the concern. We had a full room, a lot of people weighing in on the conversation.
A lot of public testimony.
There was some public testimony, a lot of public just in there observing and just seeing how the process works, which was good.
What were some of the concerns that were brought up by the public with this project, Commissioner Bruns?
So not necessarily in the meeting, but definitely constituents reaching out to us via email or phone call, just wanting to make sure that maintenance of the roads is taken into consideration. And where does that fall? Because, I mean, we're talking hundreds of trucks a day on our county roads. And that's kind of the situation that the county board's in. How do we weigh that and being cognizant of the taxpayers and the expense that's going to be there with maintaining those roads? Juxtaposed to economic development and the growing pains that come with that. And so we had robust debate on that. All the commissioners weighed in. They asked good, thoughtful questions. We got, I think, everything out on the table. And ultimately, when it was all said and done, we unanimously approved both of those conditional use permits. So just a testament to the larger project. I think they've gone through 14 public hearings, and really everything's been unanimous thus far. So
very legitimate concerns brought up by the public as well, and glad to hear those addressed. Of course, this is something we talked about a little bit last week with you, Commissioner Bruns, as the County Planning Commission met on this item last week, and did they unanimously endorse it as well?
They did.
Okay.
So, but I give great testament to those property owners that applied for the permits, as well as the contractor that's going to be hauling that dirt and sand to the site. They're willing to absolutely help out with us where need be. If a pothole arises, they'll get it worked. If there's some shoulder work that needs done on the dirt road portion out old Highway 83, they'll take care of that. They're going to be good community partners in this entire process.
Good.
And so that's something that I really want to relay to the public that, you know, I think this is getting done right, and we have some responsible entities that are going to be working with us.
Yeah, all that seemed to be discussed at length. So what would happen? What kind of damage would be done to the roads? How would you repair it, and who would do what? Maybe, I mean, at least it's all fleshed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And got a framework for understanding on that.
Exactly.
That like you said, that took a long time.
It did.
I wouldn't just race through that.
No, I think we had it on the agenda. It was supposed to take about 30 minutes for three items, those two items and then another one, which we'll talk about here in a second. But when it was all said and done, those went a couple hours. But that's important because it's important to have that dialogue and, again, get everything out on the table and address concerns and just
transparency.
Make...
transparency.
Exactly. So
now's the time to talk about it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So that was one of the early big action items on the agenda, Commissioner Bruns. I was kind of intrigued once again by the conversation of the black-tailed prairie dog management conversations and a committee for the county being discussed as well.
Yeah, so we'll be giving public notice. Citizens throughout Lincoln County will see that in the newspapers here soon on what our management plan looks like. I did appoint Commissioner Weems and Commissioner Woodruff to work with our noxious weed supervisor, who's kind of an ad hoc member on the committee, as well as our USDA Wildlife Management Services to just address any concerns that any citizen may bring forward as far as those rodents that may be invading other properties and working to find an amicable solution to get them under control. So
so the county, how does this work? So the county, the committee that you're working or setting up is going to help discuss how to take care of a problem if there's an encroachment or if there's some protection or something.
So if a citizen has complaints of a colony of these black-tailed prairie dogs moving onto their property, you know, causing harm to their livestock or their crops, their livelihood, they can bring that complaint to this committee. The committee will then work to ensure that proper notification is given to the property owner where the colony is being derived from, and give them the ample opportunity to take care of it themselves. And if that does not happen, then there's some steps through this management plan that they're authorized through state statute that we can work with USDA Wildlife Services to go in and get that colony under control at the expense of that property owner. So
okay. There's some due process.
There's absolute due process in this.
Sure.
And that's one thing I want to make clear is, you know, we're not rushing in. We're weighing property rights as well as, you know, public well-being and in the overall general welfare of the community and these agricultural producers that depend on, you know, good ground.
Yeah.
So
does this seem to be a real issue that's going on?
It's a far more pervasive issue throughout the county, really throughout the region, than what one may realize. So they're really a nuisance animal.
Yeah.
Let me return a minute to the borrow pits.
Sure.
Do you have any idea when work's going to start? Did that come out in the meeting?
Well, so I think that as far as the Stearns application, that still has to go through the city council.
Council.
Which will happen for the first time tonight.
Correct. Once that is taken care of one way or the other, you know, should they approve it, then I would imagine work is going to start relatively quickly. They're trying to get a lot of that done in about a 3 to 4 month period. They're anticipating most of that dirt work being done.
Okay.
So, and I would anticipate that they would want to get that done before the end of the year.
Okay.
Again, Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Anything else you want to bring up from the agenda this morning, Commissioner Bruns?
Yeah, I think one of the other items that kind of centered on roads, it was a bit of a sea change as far as county policy is concerned regarding subdivisions and the county being willing to take a look on a case-by-case basis. We accepted private roads that were in a subdivision out at Fairway Estates, south of Lake Maloney. So
okay.
For too long, in my opinion, the county has kind of taken an archaic view of not accepting any of those subdivision roads. And when you look at our housing situation that we have, that kind of a policy is, in my opinion, contributed to lack of housing stock. It's just one of many, many things that have contributed to the issue that we're facing now. So we had good debate on that and ultimately decided that it was probably in the best interest for the taxpayers out there in the subdivision that are paying a lot of property taxes and not necessarily getting the services that the county provides, even though that's what they're asking for, and they've been asking for it for a couple decades. So we did accept those roads, and so I believe all those property owners out there are thrilled, and hopefully this sets a tone moving forward that, you know, we're willing to work with developers and homeowners in rural Lincoln County to ensure that, you know, they're getting the services that they require, that they're paying for, and we're able to encourage more housing growth here in Lincoln County.
So as I understand it, these roads they can be kind of expensive to maintain. The county doesn't build them, but if they're built to county specs, isn't that right?
Correct.
Then the county's obligated, I guess.
Well, to a certain extent, yes. So we, as a subdivision is built and developed, our requirement for reviewing this is going to be that the county, that those roads in that subdivision, as they're built, they're private roads. But we want them to be built to county specifications. That way, after everything's done and the subdivision is built out, those homeowners can group together and request that those be dedicated to the county. And as long as a certain threshold is met as far as lots developed in that subdivision, the roads are in good condition, they're built to county spec, then we'll take a look at receiving those roads and bringing them into our maintenance plan.
I got you.
And Commissioner Bruns also had a work session yesterday to finalize the budget, right?
Yeah, so from our standpoint, I think we've got everything basically hammered out. We had some things arise, some of those unfunded state mandates kind of crept in, our property tax asking, we're still looking at that decreasing from last year, which will be good. It won't be closer to the 2%, which is what I was hoping for, but 1.21% is what we're looking at as far as a decrease in our property tax asking, which will reduce our property tax rate by about 4.21%. Now, we still have to go through the public hearing. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to come to that meeting next Monday and weigh in on the situation. But I believe we're one of the only political subdivisions in the area that is looking at taking both a tax asking decrease and a tax rate decrease, which is pretty significant.
Oh, absolutely.
Given the high inflationary environment that we're in. So I'm pleased with how it's shaking out. It's not done yet. Again, we want to hear from the taxpayers, and we'll have hopefully this all wrapped up here rather soon.
Other housekeeping items on the agenda yesterday, Commissioner Bruns, included the quarterly inspection in the Lincoln County Detention Center. Does Chief Deputy Kramer have his workstation presentable for
him to come in? You know, he actually he keeps a tight ship over there. Really, everybody works hard to keep, you know, a professional environment and clean facilities, and I give, you know, great testament to our sheriff and all of his staff, both the deputy side and the corrections side. They do a fantastic job.
Sheriff Kramer's asked to wear a couple of hats, and one thing that really impresses me about his approach to it is, especially in running the Lincoln County Detention Center, it's very much ran in a business sense.
Yes.
Which I'm sure as a commissioner is making your job even easier.
I appreciate it. I really do.
As a taxpayer, I appreciate it as well.
As well as I do. You know, I pay taxes as well. Yep. So, you know, great testament to how he runs his operation over there. He's one of a few sheriffs that actually have a jail, and it's a rather large facility.
Yeah, he's got a regional hub, too.
A regional hub, and we have some... The mix of inmates over there is fairly diverse. We have some hardened criminals over there. We have inmates that come in from the state that we're bringing revenue into the county from, as well as, you know, some lower offenders as well. So they do a great job of keeping them all segregated, you know, treating them like human beings, but still making sure that they understand, you know, they're paying the consequences for mm-hmm. the actions they took. But
there's some reform that goes on there, too.
There's great reform.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, testament to the sheriff, he's really looking at trying to reduce recidivism and, you know, being mindful of the taxpayers at the same time. So.
And did Chief Deputy Kramer greet you guys with donuts upon entering the detention
center? No power rings yesterday.
Oh.
So we didn't get over there until about lunchtime.
Oh, so he probably had them.
They
just already been consumed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the commissioner's fault, George. They arrived late. That's on them.
Well, I'm not going to get into the debate over donuts this morning. I'm trying to keep an objective stance here as a newspaper guy. But it strikes me out of all this, you know, this is a typical, maybe a little bit atypical, but it's one of the things that you guys do as commissioners. And some people are under the impression that it's just a part-time job and, you know, it's not too tough. But you spent hours yesterday wrestling with thorny issues and checking out things. And so, you know.
The amount of time
I want to point that out.
The amount of time that goes into preparing for those meetings is significant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's just the public-facing aspect of everything. Mm-hmm. The work that gets done on our board is really done in our collateral duties, our committee assignments that we have. And
sure.
We spend a lot of time with all of those additional duties and responsibilities. Like myself, I serve on the board of directors for the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation, the North Platte Area Economic Development Committee. That takes up a lot of my time,
mm-hmm.
Especially with a lot of the major economic development.
More so now than ever, which is great. Yeah.
Things that are occurring, which is, you know, and I'm not complaining. I love it.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. I'm very pleased to have a part in a lot of the things that are occurring in our region, and it's not even close to being done. So that's the really exciting part.
Which makes it close to a full-time job.
It's the busiest part-time job I've ever had.
Definitely air quotes around part-time, I think.
I can
too,
see that.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as our Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman or any of your colleagues on the board, how can they do so?
There's a good chance that they'll run into me out in the community, really throughout Lincoln County or the larger region. I'm out there, but the best way to reach me, in this season that I'm undergoing right now is via cell phone. My number is 308-660-6049. They can call me, shoot me a text. I respond to both. If you want to email me, the best way to do that is to go to our county website, lincolncountyne.gov. You can click on the Commissioners tab, and that will take you to a list of all of the commissioners. You can click on any one of our names, and that takes you to a hyperlink where you can send us an email.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, appreciate the time. We'll do it again with you next week, sir.
My pleasure, Tristan.